Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kian. Today we'll discuss the article by Kovach et al. Titled, Renin Overexpression Leads to Titin-Based Stiffness Contributing to Diastolic Dysfunction in Hypertensive MREN2 Rats. This article published online April 8, 2016, as part of our call for papers on mechanisms of diastolic dysfunction in cardiovascular disease. Joining me today are Editor-in-Chief Irv Zucker, lead author Arpad Kovach, and content expert Naza Hamdani. Let's get started.
Thank you, Kara. One of the major topics and concerns in modern cardiology and cardiovascular physiology today is to understand the syndrome of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, or as we call it, HFpEF, also known as diastolic heart failure. This disease appears to be very different than the more understandable heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, or HFrEF. There have been many ideas put forth to explain this phenomenon that included alterations in calcium uptake in myocytes, changes in extracellular matrix proteins, and changes in myocyte structural proteins. Importantly, we don't have any animal model, or any good animal model, really, to describe HFpEF that mimics the human condition. Given the fact that the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system plays a major role in cardiac hypertrophy and fibrosis, among many other things, the current study is highly relevant. Arpad, can you give our listeners a brief background and rationale for doing this study and summarize the main findings?
So hypertension is a major cardiovascular risk factor, particularly for heart failure. As Irv mentioned, the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system, briefly the RAS, has a pathophysiological role in cardiovascular disease, especially in hypertension. Accordingly, inhibitors of RAS are primary drugs in hypertension and HFrEF, significantly improving mortality. Although hypertension is the most common comorbidity in HFpEF, inhibitors of RAS apparently failed in managing HFpEF. The purpose of our study was to determine how activation of the RAS affects myocardial function. To this end, we investigated the transgenic MREN2 renin overexpressing rat strain. The transgenic activation of RAS signaling resulted in hypertension, which was associated with left ventricular diastolic dysfunction, cardiac hypertrophy, and fibrosis, characteristic for human HFpEF. Here we proposed that hyperphosphorylation of titin's PVK element provides a molecular mechanism for increased passive tension, contributing to diastolic dysfunction. Having said that, let me highlight three aspects of this article. First, transgenic MREN2 rats had increased RAS activity mediated by high circulating renin activity, besides a decrease in cardiac ACE2 activities. This ACE2 enzyme is responsible for the conversion of the harmful angiotensin 2 to the beneficial angiotensin 1-7. This novel finding suggests that the cardiac elimination of angiotensin 2 is impaired in MREN2 animals, promoting the harmful angiotensin 2 arm over the protective angiotensin 1-7 arm. From a translational aspect, this kind of imbalance between the classical and alternative pathways within RAS might contribute to the failure of RAS inhibitors in HFpEF. Second, the characteristics of diastolic dysfunction in MREN2 rats were somewhat different than in human. It appears that the left atrium acts differently upon left ventricular diastolic dysfunction in the rat than that adapts in human. In particular, EPA ratio decreased in both HFpEF and MREN2 rats, but EPA prime, an indicator of early diastolic filling, was normal, while EPA prime, an indicator of atrial filling, was increased in MREN2 rats. This discrepancy might be explained by different adaptation to prolonged hypertension in human and in the rat. This kind of differences between species might be another reason why we still lack an appropriate animal model of HFpEF that completely mimics the human condition. Finally, impaired in vivo cardiac relaxation in MRN2 rats was accompanied by increased cardiomyocyte passive tension, a measure of cellular diastolic function. High cardiomyocyte passive tension is considered as the cellular hallmark of diastolic dysfunction seen in HFpEF. And the main determinant of passive tension in the intracellular space of the and the contractile machinery is the giant titin molecule. And titin was directly studied in MRN2 rats here for the first time. And we found increased titin phosphorylation at serine 12742 without changes in the phosphorylation level of serine 12884 in MRN2 hearts, similarly to human HFpEF. Accordingly, the twofold increase in PKC alpha expression in MRN2 rats supports a role for PKC alpha in the observed higher phosphorylation levels of titin within the PVK domain. Apparently, angiotensin II activated PKC alpha mediated titin phosphorylation, leading to increased passive tension.
Thank you, Arpad. These are very interesting findings, and maybe we actually have a model of HFpEF here. Naza, I wonder if you could expand on general mechanisms that are thought to play a role in diastolic dysfunction and what other potential mediators, certainly the cardiac renin-angiotensin system would be activated and that would increase things like reactive oxygen species in the heart. Do you think these play a role in diastolic dysfunction?
So if we are talking about the diastolic function, which has been moved into the focus of heart failure research because an increased number of patients with heart failure, more than 50%, present with diastolic rather than systolic dysfunction. So common abnormalities of diastolic function include impaired left ventricle relaxation, decreased LV distensibility, increased LV and diastolic stiffness, and pericardial and right ventricular constraints. These abnormalities have been suggested to be contributing factors in diastolic heart failure, or what we called now HFpEF. So HFpEF is accompanied by high levels of mortality and morbidity, and is often associated with aging, hypertension, obesity, diabetes mellitus, and other metabolic risk factor affecting mostly elderly patients, in particular women. So if we get into the past, while the initial descriptions of HFpEF focused on left ventricle diastolic dysfunction, it is now clear that HFpEF actually involves a complex interplay of factors, including also the left ventricle and vascular stiffness, the left arterial impairment, and chronotropic incompetence and decreased pulmonary vascular capacitance. And if we look at the recent echocardiography studies, which showed that global LV function in HFpEF suffers from a loss of longitudinal shortening that is compensated by radial and circumferential shortening, together with the loss of the left ventricle twist and end twist during systole and diastole, thus indicating a damage of subendocardial muscle fibers in HFpEF, which is now understood to have a characteristic set of features, including LV hypertrophy, concentric remodeling, increased extracellular matrix, abnormal calcium handling, as indicated before as well, abnormal relaxation and feeling, and decreased diastolic distensibility. So if you ask about what are the crucial factors that contribute to the LV diastolic stiffness, I would name the two crucial structural elements that actually contribute to the LV diastolic stiffness, which is the titin filament network in the cardiomyocyte and collagen fiber of the extracellular matrix. So titin has two isoforms, and actually it modulates the stiffness either through the isoform shift or post-transfusional modification. In the most of the studies, they have focused mainly on the cyclic protein PKG, the protein kinase G, which has been shown to be down-regulated in HFpEF patients, but also the large animal models and also the small animal models of HFpEF.
Naza, thanks very much. That's a great insight into this very complex model. I wonder, Arpad, if you can make some final comments about hypertension per se in the generation of diastolic failure. Do you think that the hypertension associated with the MREN2 model is unique in some way, or will all hypertension ultimately result in diastolic dysfunction given enough time?
To be honest, Herb, it's a very good point. The MREN2 model probably provides us a genetic system where the RAS is stimulated. Meanwhile, as we observed in our paper, the cardiac ACE2, the protective arm, is downregulated. And it would be really nice to see other hypertensive models and to compare them, whether this imbalance between the classical harmful and protective alternative pathways of the RAS is unique phenomenon or is generally occurs in hypertension, because probably it would be the key element to solve the failures and problems with treating with RAS inhibitors in HFpEF. So I'm seriously planning to go on and to test this theory in different animal models of hypertension.
Thank you, Arpad. Clearly, this is a very complex myocardial pathology, and we're going to need to understand a lot more about how molecular mediators mediate alterations in relaxation. It's been an intriguing study, and I thank you very much for submitting your work. And with that, I'll turn it back to Kara.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.